What's up, dude?
What's up, man? How you been?
Good. It's been a while.
It has been.
It's new.
Nothing. Just preparing myself for a big weekend. And, working school. Nothing ever changes, man.
Big weekend though. I'm kind of bummed. I'm gonna miss it. First workout game I haven't been to in 7 years.
Yeah, dude.
7 years. That's a long time. Freshman year through this year. First time missing it.
It's crazy, dude. Like, I don't know. I don't know what I would do to myself. Like, it'd be weird just watching it on TV or whatever.
It's gonna be weird. It's gonna be weird watching on TV. It's gonna be kind of cool. Like, really, I've never really seen a game on TV though, because like if you think about it, senior year of high school, I really wasn't a Penn State fan, so I had never, I didn't care enough to watch. But, and then every year I was a Penn State fan, I was there. So this will be the first time I'm actually a fan watching the game on TV. So it's actually going to be kind of cool to see like what it looks like on TV, you know?
It's probably be nuts too. Just like sit back and like, if you watch it, like people you know who don't know what it's like you get to experience that feeling of, like you've been there. You know what the whiteout is like in person, and how crazy the atmosphere is, and the tailgates and all that shit. But then, like watching on TV, it probably gives you such a different feeling and emotion, and I don't know, it'd be weird.
I'm just curious to see if, because like, I mean, the just the essence of being there is so unique, and it's such a, I mean, it's such like a, it's one of those things where you just don't know what you're getting yourself into until you're there. And I'm curious if they can kind of capture that essence on TV, but I will know.
I mean, it on one side of things, I think the TV, like seeing it on a television, just the monstrosity that is Beaver Stadium, as well as the sea of white, it is probably an unreal scene to watch. Like I see like videos of like the hype video of like the whiteout students, or the whiteout like student section like just going crazy, and it makes my hair stand up. Because of how like crazy it looks. So, and just the backdrop, like when you're sitting inside the stadium, it's pretty lit because you're looking at the field and the stands. You don't really grasp it outside. But when you're watching it like on TV, you get the darkness and then the white contrast. You know what I'm saying?
Like when they do the aerial shots, and
Oh,
it's just
dude.
like, you're like, wow, like that's unreal.
I can't wait. I can't wait. And dude, I was thinking about this too. If Michigan loses this game, I should say when they lose this game, they're looking at a four loss season. Cause,
Would be their other two? Ohio State and Notre Dame?
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's very possible.
And I'm going back to my rant from like 2 weeks ago or whatever, but how do you have a coach that is making $7.5 million a year with all these, five-star athletes and shit to lose four games?
Yeah, no, I get that. But honestly, I think that the year Michigan is at a point where their season's over before the Ohio State game is going to be the year they beat Ohio State. Which, if that's this year, then I could see him doing it. Just in a sheer, game of luck, they somehow pull it off and beat Ohio State.
Maybe we'll see, but
Yeah.
then I'm also thinking if they ever fire Harbaugh, who do they go after then?
Oh, God, I have no idea.
Because he's like the biggest name that ever went there, you know.
Yeah.
But whatever.
I feel like he'd have to go outside the legacy of the program to an outsider at that point.
Or do you go, because Les Miles is coaching at Kansas, do you bring him in? Because there's been talk in the past that of bringing Les Miles back.
Maybe. Although, you know what I have heard? Rumors. Like, I don't think this will happen, but Urban Meyer.
No chance in hell.
I know, but just imagine if he. How do you think Michigan fans would feel if they hired Urban as their head coach?
They would hate it.
I'm sure they would. I mean, you can't deny the fact that he was a good coach, maybe one of the best, probably one of the best. But
No. There's no chance in the hell they do that. No chance. Zero chance.
Yeah. Who knows? I don't think they're going to get rid of Harbaugh, though.
Which is great for Ohio State and Penn State.
I mean, he's beat us. He's 2-2 against us. I mean, it's not like he's, you know, unable to beat us.
But still, let's be honest here.
Yeah.
Whatever. But I don't know, man. I'm ready. I'm leaving at 4. I'm leaving no later than 5 a.m. on Saturday.
Damn. Get there by 8:30, something like that.
7:30 at like the house I'm staying at. Wait till Will gets there around 8, and then straight to the lot.
Oh, dude. I'm so jealous.
Like, so
I want you to like FaceTime me for that first beer.
All right, that's fair. That's fair. But
I don't even care. I just want to see what it looks like at the stadium and everything.
I wish I could FaceTime you in the stadium, but I know there's no way in hell that's happening.
No, I'd do it too. I would FaceTime me for the whole game. That'd be insane.
Damn, dude. How's work?
It's good. Haven't really been doing a whole lot this week. Just, you know, it's basically a dead week before we go, but I'm talking to my roommate tomorrow on the phone for the first time, so that'll be good.
Excited?
Yeah, he seems like a good guy. We've been like instant messaging, like our laptop. We have like our company has like an instant messenger system that we've been talking on.
What's it called?
We just use Skype Messenger.
Oh, we use a thing called Link, but I think it's through Skype.
Okay, yeah. So we've been talking. Yeah, good guy.
Good shit, man. I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
If and when I go to LA to see Derek, I'll bring him with, and him and Derek can speak in German to each other.
When are you going to LA? Do you have a weekend planned out already?
No, I don't have it planned yet. I probably won't be able to plan it out literally until like the week before, just because I have no clue what's going to be going on. So, like we've already started making plans to like go places and stuff. So, I don't know when I'm going to have time.
The fact that you two are back together within the same time zone, that's what you guys deserve.
Yeah, but I mean, we're still like far.
I mean, far. Like, it's not like you have like a short drive or anything. But like, it's not easier than Boston to like fucking Midland or Boston to Chicago, or like it's just 8 hours down.
Yeah, hour flight, not even quick.
Damn, dude.
So it probably won't be until after the new year that I think about going, but I will at some point.
Good shit, man. That's what you should do.
Yeah, why not?
I gotta talk about baseball for a second.
Go for it.
I cannot stand the Nationals. Cannot stand them.
Bryce Harper.
What?
Bryce Harper.
They're so fixated on him. And anyone that has a full-time job in that is a Nationals fan would completely do what Bryce Harper did and go to a place that's offering more money right away than take less money and then wait 50 years to get the rest of their money. Like, they're completely idiots. And they have no fans. They have zero fans at all. That stadium is always empty and is never filled, no matter if they're first place or, you know, second place. Or, you know, the few years they were in last place, that seems never filled at all. And now all of a sudden, everyone should be a national fan and talk shit to Bryce Harper. Pisses me off.
Did you see the video of the reporter after they won the NLCS yesterday?
Yeah, saying that he's been a fan for, like, today. Well,
Yeah, I like a bit of bad force sense today.
that is the type of people that are Nashville fans. Those morons, dude. What a schlub. What a schlub, dude.
Yeah.
It pisses me off so much. I'm terrified to death that the Yankees make the World Series and have to freaking watch a Nationals Yankees World Series. Drives me insane. I'm rooting so hard for the Astros. So hard.
What's the Yankees Astros series at?
2-1.
2-1 who?
Astros.
Okay. I watched the I flipped during the TV or during the commercial breaks of the Democratic debate last night. I put on the NLCS game. That was like the first innings of baseball I'd watched this entire year.
Great.
And I was admittedly rooting for the Nationals just because I don't like the Cardinals, but I understand your frustration.
Well, I looked it up. The Nationals were 16th in average attendance at home.
Dang. That's middle.
But their average was 28,000.
That seems like a lot of people.
It's not, though. Not for a baseball game.
Look at the White Sox. It's probably less than 10,000.
No, nah, it's 21,000.
Maybe 21,000 tickets sold, but there's no way in hell they average 21,000 people in the stadium.
These Nationals piss me off. I cannot stand the Nationals. They're right below the Mets for my most hated team. Right below. That's only because no one cares about the Nationals, but all of a sudden, apparently they do.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, I'm done with baseball. I know you're not a big baseball fan, but it pisses me off. I lose sleep over at night over this possible Yankees and Nationals World Series. I'm losing sleep.
Yeah, I couldn't care less if the Yankees played the Nationals in the World Series.
I'm losing sleep, man.
I'll root for the Astros, though, because I know a lot of people who live in the Houston area. So, sure, go Astros.
Go Astros. All right. I'm good.
No, but Washington is having a bit of a sports renaissance. Get a Stanley Cup a year and a half, 2 years ago. You get a your team's in the World Series. Your football team sucks, but and your basketball team is not so great, but they've had some success.
They have no fans. Washington, D.C. might be the second worst sports city in America.
Behind?
Atlanta.
Well, here, I think the thing with Washington, D.C. is it is a city built of transplants. Everybody who ends up in D.C. is not from D.C. Like, so they all are rooting for their hometown teams, but they live in D.C., you know? Because, like, how many people move to D.C. for work, for the government? It's got to be, in terms of, like, people who live in D.C. who weren't from there originally, the percentage has to be pretty high relative to the rest of the country.
All right, that's fine. But if those people are switching teams during the World Series or during the playoff run, switching the loyalties and suddenly they become Nationals fans, they should rot in hell. Because they're showing no loyalty. And that has to happen. That has to happen. If there's so many transplants and people that don't care about the Nationals throughout the season because they're probably rooting for another baseball team, why the hell are you switching in October?
Well, here, let me ask you something. Let's say that I was moving to San Francisco in like instead of October to April, it was like August to February or something like that. And let's say the Giants were like really good and the Giants made it the World Series. So I would be in San Francisco while the Giants were in the World Series. Of course I'd root for the Giants. Why wouldn't you? You're there. You might as well just embrace the fact that the city's getting hype over their team and just join them. If they're playing like some random, who knows? Maybe they're playing like, I don't know, the Marlins. I don't even know if the Marlins are in the AL or not. I don't care. Let's just say they're playing a team from the AL. I wouldn't care unless it was the White Sox. I'd root for the Giants.
I wouldn't root for the Giants.
Okay. Wait, let me first confirm. So the Giants are in the NL, right?
Correct.
All right. So let's say they're playing like the Tigers, right? The Detroit Tigers. Do you have any, do you care at all for the Detroit Tigers?
No.
Exactly. So if you're in San Francisco and the Giants are playing the Tigers in the World Series, who would you root for?
The Tigers, because I hate the Giants.
Why do you hate the Giants? What?
I hate the Giants.
Why?
Buster Posey ruined baseball forever with this whole don't run into the catcher bullshit and blocking the plate bullshit, because he was a star for like 2 or 3 years. He got hurt on a bang-bang play, and all of a sudden baseball changed forever because Buster Posey's a pussy. He ruined baseball. I hate Giants fans because of them winning so much in the early 2010s. And I hate him. I hate Barry Bonds. And everyone thought he was God, but he's really a steroid user that whole time. I just hate San Francisco Giants. I hate them. I hate them so much.
Okay, I'm going to give you – okay, that's – what about – okay, the Oakland A's, because the A's and the Giants are, like, literally a couple miles apart. So Oakland A's are in the World Series, and they're playing, like, I don't know, the Rockies. Who are you rooting for?
I mean, I guess the A's, but, like, I can't, like, I'll always have a rooting interest. You're right. Always have a rooting interest. But I cannot stand, like, everyone jumping on the bandwagon. Like, they've been, like, with the team for the past, like, 20 years or 15 years. Like, no, dude. Like, you were rooting or did not care about the Nationals. Now, all of a sudden, you care? Fuck out of here. It's a joke.
I mean, that's going to be me the minute the White Sox are good again. I know you don't like it, but that's the truth.
Yeah, I cannot stand you when it comes to baseball and this fandom or whatever you say.
Yeah.
But from now on, if you rooted for the Cubs to win the World Series. Like, that's not a White Sox fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, this is like the one time in a sports discussion where I disagree with you.
Why do you disagree with me?
I mean, maybe it's just because I'm not like as big a baseball fan as you are, but I just don't see the harm in rooting for a different team because it's like just a good story or it's just like fun to root for them or whatever, you know?
Yeah, you know, like there's, like, I'll root for teams. Like, I'm rooting for the Astros, right? I'm rooting for that. But I'm not becoming a fan. And in your case, the Cubs.
Are you at the
major violation?
Yeah, okay. Check us up here. At the end of the day, are you rooting for the Astros to win? Or are you rooting for the Yankees to lose?
I'm rooting so hardcore for the Yankees to lose.
Exactly. Exactly.
I hate them. I hate their fans. I hate their new stadium. I hate some of their players. You know, I hate the fact that they're always good. I just hate them. I hate New York. I hate everything about the Yankees. I respect the Yankees. I love their history. I love that. I just cannot stand. I cannot stand the Yankees. Cannot stand them.
Do you like Derek Jeter?
Love Derek Jeter.
All right, that's good at least.
I hate the Yankees. I hate their fans. I hate them. And I hate New York. I hate everything about the Yankees. I respect the hell of them. I love their history. So I guess I you could say I don't hate everything about them. But I hate the Yankees.
Clearly.
Like, Jesus. But again, doesn't that tell me something that I'm rooting so hardcore for a team to lose rather than a team to win, vice versa? You know what I'm saying?
I've been there before. We've all been there. Where you'd rather, I mean, you get more satisfaction out of a team losing than a team winning. Yeah, of course.
I think that's the majority of myself, too. Because I'm so hateful and so, I don't know what the word is, but I don't know, man.
Yeah, I mean, a perfect example is the Michigan-Ohio State game from 2 years ago when Penn State went to the Big Ten Championship game. 3 years ago, whatever. In no way in hell was I rooting for Ohio State to win, but I was sure as hell rooting for Michigan to lose. You know, like, perfect example.
I don't know, man. I just.
What do you. Well. I'm just saying that that's probably more common than we think.
Nick.
Yeah,
You
what?
still there?
Yeah.
Reagan tried to FaceTime me. That's why I didn't over there.
Wait, what
Reagan tried to
happened?
FaceTime me.
Oh. Get out of here, Reagan. We're busy.
Yeah.
What was she doing on Saturday? Like, did she like tailgate or anything, or was she just like
No, she just
hanging
hung
out?
out.
Cool.
Dude, I don't know. I just.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Hex. Let me pull up the schedule. Did you ever watch Breaking Bad?
No, I hate that show.
Oh, that's incredible. All right, never mind then.
Aaron watched that Sunday nights when there would be football on. That's why I hate it.
Well, it's an incredible show, so you're wrong, but. Anyway, never mind. Moot point.
It's a cow's opinion. It's moo.
Friends, yeah. Right?
Holy shit, man.
All right. Schedule. Do we do game day first?
Yeah, do game day first.
Who picks first?
You do.
No, South Alabama is playing Troy right now.
Yeah,
shit.
I'm watching it.
Who's winning?
What'd you say?
Who's winning?
I don't know, it's commercial.
Okay.
I mean, I'm watching it, but not like in depth watching it.
Oh, game day cake. Wisconsin, Ohio State.
I think I want to say agree, but I'm just double checking the schedule again.
Your only other remote option is Auburn LSU, but they were just at LSU.
Hold up.
Well, okay, well. Notre Dame, Michigan.
No.
Now I'm actually looking.
Nope. Dude, while I'm looking up this schedule, we're already in week 8.
I know it's nuts.
Hold up. Ohio State plays Friday too.
Yeah, against Northwestern. My aunt and uncle are going. I mean, they have season tickets, so yeah.
Do you know if they're expensive?
Season tickets for
Yeah.
Northwestern? I have no clue. He has pretty good seats, though.
Yeah, I'll go Wisconsin and Ohio State.
That game is an 11 a.m.
I
kickoff.
know. No,
Damn,
it's
that
12.
sucks. Oh, it's 11 my time. It's going to be 9 my time. I'm going to have to wake up, crack open a beer at 8:30 a.m. and start drinking for that
I
freaking
love it.
game. Yeah, no, it's got to be. I mean, the only other, I mean, you could maybe make a case for Notre Dame, Michigan, but since it's going to be at Michigan, Michigan's a part of it this week, they probably
Well, it's
wouldn't
the
do
fact that
that.
Michigan's gonna lose this week.
Yeah, true.
That's what's gonna hold it up.
Yeah.
All right, so that means I have picks first.
Didn't you do well? Did we do this? No, I thought whoever picks game day first also picks games first.
No, it was opposite.
No, but I think in the past we've done it for everything for I don't know. But I definitely picked games first last. No. I don't know. I don't know.
All right, so I'll pick this week.
Here, hold up quick. I gotta write this down. All right, go ahead.
Utah and Arizona State.
Okay, Utah, Arizona State. I will go. I'm going. Oh, jeez. Oregon at Washington.
I'll take South Carolina and Florida.
Ooh, trust in the Gamecocks? You know, I'm going to mix things up. Temple at SMU.
Okay. TCU at Kansas State.
Okay. All right, who picks first?
I do.
Okay. Utah, Arizona State. I'm also taking Utah. Oregon, Washington. I'm going to take Washington.
I'll take Oregon.
Okay, South Carolina, Florida.
I'll pick South Carolina.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to take Florida. Temple SMU. I'm going to take Temple
SMU all day. And then I'll take TCU.
My bad, I screwed that up.
Did you hear me take TCU?
No, but I mean,
I'll take TCU over Kansas State for the last one.
Wait, where's that game played?
Kansas State.
I'm going to take Kansas State.
Nice.
We have a lot of discrepancies.
Aren't we tied up right now, too?
We are both 22 and 13. This week, I am taking Utah to beat Washington to beat Oregon, Florida to beat South Carolina, Temple to beat SMU, Kansas State to beat TCU. You're taking Utah, Oregon, South Carolina, SMU, and TCU. The only game we agree on is the Utah-Arizona State game.
I like it.
So a chance for some separation when otherwise we're tied through 7 weeks.
I like it, man.
Yeah. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Let's see what the schedule looks like this week. Noon kickoff. You know, Clemson at Louisville is actually kind of an interesting game, considering Louisville's actually looked kind of decent, and they get a Clemson team, which I feel like is kind of on the ropes right now. And it's an 11 a.m. game.
Here's what I want to know. In my opinion, if you win the national title, as Clemson did, you should automatically have the number one spot until someone beats you.
Yeah, but, I mean, you lose players, stuff like that, so. I don't know.
They didn't lose at all last year, correct?
No, they were perfect last year.
And the last game they lost was, what, Syracuse 2 years ago?
No, well, they lost to didn't they lose to Alabama 2 years ago in the playoffs?
I thought they won.
No, 2 years last year they won.
Right. So
Alabama did.
So that was their last loss. So they've gone like what, 24-0 in the last 24 games, or whatever it is, dude. Like that's my point, though. Like 20. But you see my point. Like they should not be number three.
Yeah, I mean, I see where you're coming from. But also, they haven't looked the part of a number one team.
I don't care. Either way, you should be number one until you lose.
Yeah.
That's just disrespectful. Well,
there's a good chance they don't come close to losing until the playoff.
I mean, there's some tough games ahead.
I mean, do they play at Wake?
No.
And a Wake just lost.
No, they're they only have one tough game, South Carolina.
Where is it at?
At South Carolina.
I don't think that's a tough game. I think the fact that South Carolina beat Georgia was just a fluke.
It's a rivalry game, though. That automatically means they're going to play up.
Yeah. Maybe. We'll see. I've always liked South Carolina, too.
Yeah. I've always been partial to Georgia more.
That's fair. I used to love when it was Stephen Garcia, Moore, and Alshon Jeffrey all at South Carolina. Even though Stephen Garcia went on to do absolutely nothing, Alshon Jeffrey and Marcus Lattimore both have decent NFL careers.
More so Alshon Jeffrey. Marcus Lattimore didn't have anything in the NFL.
I thought he was good for like a couple seasons at least.
No.
No. I mean, Alshon Jeffrey obviously has had a lot of success. But
go Birds!
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He's the man. I love him. But,
man. Good receiver. Do you see who's leading the NFL in receiving yards this year? Currently?
Really? Jeffrey?
No. I said, did you see who is? I saw, like,
is it Allen Robinson?
No, but you're on the right track.
Who?
Chris Godwin.
Oh, right.
Killing it with the Bucs. Killing it with them.
Well, he's the only receiver they have, and Jameis Winston just locks on him every play.
I mean, it's been working, though. He's had some big games. They beat the Rams in L.A. Like,
he just had 151 yards.
Yeah. That's big.
It's huge for a receiver.
But yeah, the Bears got to figure it out.
So the Eagles, are you kidding me?
I mean, oh, geez. I don't know if you watched any of the – you probably didn't. Probably wasn't on TV for you. But when the Bears played the Raiders in London.
Oh, I watched it.
Oh.
It was on – no, wasn't no. Was it 9:30 game?
No, it was a noon. It would have been 1 o'clock your time.
Oh, you're right. That's the one game they had in London that they what it wasn't. What do you call it? It wasn't a 9:30 game or 9 o'clock game, which is awful. You got to make that a 9:30 game or whatever.
Yeah. Either way, the Bears, oh, it was so frustrating. And then the worst part is I hate having a bye week after a tough loss. Because all you want to do is watch your team play and get better, but you got to just wait through the bye week. Brutal.
I hate the London games.
Why?
Well, why are they gonna go across the pond to play a football game?
I don't know.
It's almost shit.
There were a lot of fans at the Bears game.
Yeah, because it's just like a taboo thing to do. Like, oh my God, America's coming over here. Like,
that's not taboo.
Oh wow, we can actually watch a real sport where people actually tough it out instead of rolling on the ground.
Hey, they play rugby. You have to respect rugby.
Oh, I love rugby. I wish rugby was bigger here.
Yeah.
I would love rugby. I would love it.
That is a good sport.
Great sport. I don't know, man. I have two big games this weekend. I have Penn State, Michigan this Saturday, and then I have Dallas and the Birds on Sunday.
Where is it at?
Fucking Dallas.
If the Jets can beat beat Dallas, you guys sure as hell better be able to beat Dallas.
I hate them so much. Talk about a team I hate them with a passion.
Oh, I know you do.
I would do unkind things to that team.
Yeah, I'm well aware.
Like, I could date a Yankee fan if it was a chick from like actual New York or anything like that. But as soon as a girl says she's a Dallas fan, automatic rejection. I don't care. If Jennifer Aniston said she was a Dallas Cowboys fan, I would immediately lose interest in her. Immediately.
I can't wait. I know this is going to happen too because it's you. You're going to meet like the perfect girl. Like beautiful, cool, great interests. But you're just never going to talk about sports. Like if for some reason it's not going to come up during your first couple dates and you're going to be falling for this girl hard. And then one day she's going to come over on a Sunday and be like, hey, can we put on the Cowboys game? And I know that you're going to just, I know you're going to deal with it. You will deal with it. And is whatever you say right
no,
now
is a lot.
I'll deal with it. You might give her a hard time and you'll vocalize your dislike of the Cowboys. I'm not denying that. But at the end of the day, you would suck it up and watch that Cowboys game with her. I know
if
it.
She's a Cowboys fan. She's getting kicked out of my house.
No, yes. That's not going to happen.
Yes. Yes. She's getting kicked out of my house. I'm not dating a Cowboys fan. As soon as she gets kicked out of my house, guess what I'm doing?
What?
Getting a shower because I need to rub the Cowboys germs off my body.
Sometimes you talk like you're like in fourth grade.
What, with like my words?
No, with the fact that you need to take a shower so you can wash the Cowboys germs off you.
Disgusting.
Ugh.
There's no chance. I hope that I end up dating a girl and somehow, some way, you come over to my house on a Sunday. All right. And I'm like, hey, I want you to meet this chick. And you have some background. And she comes over and we're talking about it. And she wears a Dallas Cowboy jersey. And I bring her outside and like, and you watch this too. And, I tell her to go home. We're done. We're through. And I come in and I watch the Birds game.
But it wouldn't. It would. Know for a fact it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't.
Why are you so sure of this?
Because I know you to the point where you would suck it up. I know it. You might not know that about yourself, but I know that about you.
You think I would suck it up over a Dallas fan?
Yes. Because any rational human being would. And at the end of the day, Connor, as irrational you are as you are at times, at the end of the day, you have enough rationality in you to not be that stupid.
That's stupid. I'm not a Cowboys fan. Who's the stupid one in that situation?
I know. All I'm saying is I know what you would do.
No, you don't.
I do.
I'd rather date a Democrat than I'd rather date a Cowboys fan.
Oh, I hope that
you something like. Never mind. I'm not even gonna bother.
Go say.
No, I was gonna say like, I think it would be so funny if you ended up dating a girl like who is from Dallas, but like went to Rutgers and lives in New Jersey, but you met her somehow, and you found all this out after the fact.
100%. And you know that's going to happen to me too.
Yeah, I know. That's what makes it funny.
That's the best part about it. Is that
like you're going to meet her and start dating her in like March, so you won't really have any reason to talk football until 6 months later or whatever, and then it's like
you said you know me, right?
Yes.
Don't you think the first thing I ask a girl or bring stuff up is yo or not like not the first thing. I don't want to sound like too much of a loser out there to all of you. To the one chick that actually listened to this. Don't I try to figure out, you know, what team she likes or if she's even interested in sports?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I've never really, like, heard you interact in that way.
That's one of the first things.
All right. Well, I'm going to, like, plant a girl and, like, tell her to lie to you about all these things. And so just to see what happens when the truth comes out.
Please. I beg you. Because you'll see the truth. I'm shocked that you think I have rationale, and I'm shocked that you would think that I would date a Cowboys fan.
I find it literally impossible to believe that that's the deal breaker for you. That's it. That she's a Cowboys fan.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, if that's how it is.
I might cry about it, but no. Absolute deal breaker. I'd rather be single for the rest of my life than date a Dallas Cowboy fan.
Oh. All right. I like giving you these hypotheticals.
Yes, I love it too. I love it.
All right. Apocalypse hits. Right? Everybody in the world dies, except for you and the most beautiful attractive girl in the world who happens to be a Cowboys fan, and it's up to you to repopulate Earth or let humanity die out forever. What are you doing?
Obviously letting it edit. I probably might kill the girl first.
I can't tell if you're true or if you're just saying that because
no,
that's what no, people expect.
No, true. I'm letting humanity end.
All right. You remember when we were on spring break in Tampa or St. Peter, wherever we were, St. Petersburg, whatever, and we were at that restaurant, and we just went through, like, every possible scenario ever. Like, your family is held at gunpoint. Like, they're all going to die. Every Philadelphia sports team would cease to exist at once. Or you just have to, like, shake the hand of a Cowboy fan. What are you doing?
Was that at the casino?
No, we were out to dinner, like, on the beach. It was when we were in
Clearwater? Like,
Clearwater, yeah.
With my friends, right? CJ and Kelsey?
Maybe. I don't remember. But that was the night we went, and then we went to that club after. And
I honestly barely remember dinner.
Oh, good trip. But no, yeah, we just kept grilling you with these hypotheticals just to see. Because it was funny.
Like, I'm not lying to you. I barely remember dinner. Not even remember dinner. I remember sitting at the table for about 5 seconds. That's it. And that's not old age. That's not old age. That's me, like, being that intoxicated.
Yeah, I gotcha. That was a good dinner, though. I like that place. That was a fun trip.
That was an excellent trip.
We should go back to Pops' place if Derek would allow it.
I'm down.
So am I.
Hit a Bucks game?
Yeah.
I have to hit that stadium.
I'd go to a Lightning game.
I already did that.
Yeah, so didn't you do that while we were on spring break?
Yeah, I stayed extra.
Yeah. You're going to have to go back to Detroit to go to Little Caesars.
And Ford. That's an easy trip for me, though. Like, that's a weekend trip. I can drive out there on, like, a Friday night or, like, Saturday morning, drive out there, like, hit up a game. Sunday morning, watch the Lions play, and bam.
Yeah, I mean, you could probably time that out where, like, either the Pistons or the Red Wings are home on a Saturday, and then there's a home Lions game on Sunday.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I mean, I was gonna hit the Buffalo Bills game a couple weeks when the Eagles play.
Yeah,
but tickets went up like $150 since like the beginning of the year. And instead, I'm gonna take that money and go to the Eagles Patriots game in Philadelphia just so I can say I saw Tom Brady play.
That's kind of cool. When are they playing?
In mid November.
Okay.
The Sunday after the Indiana game, the 17th.
Okay.
Cause I can hit Buffalo anytime I want to. It's a 5-hour drive.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So
Bills Mafia.
I'd fit right in there.
You would. You'd be jumping off of an RV and smashing through a table.
I kind of honestly want to do that too.
Yeah.
I think it'd be phenomenal.
I would honestly love to go to a Bills game too.
What cities or stadiums do you want to go to? I know you said you want to go to Kansas City. But what cities or sport teams or games or stadiums would you like to see?
Well, we've talked about this. I'm count me in whenever you go to Montreal to go to the Bell Center. I would love to go back to Montreal. Honestly, I would love to see every Canadian hockey team in their home stadium. Vancouver, Toronto, Montreal, Calgary, Edmonton. Who am I missing?
Winnipeg.
Yeah, like I would love to see every Canadian hockey team play at home. Other than that, I don't know. I think I'd like to go to a game in Denver.
What, Broncos, Nuggets, or Avalanche?
None of the above. Honestly, probably a Rockies game.
Okay.
I don't know. Rockies or Broncos.
Okay.
After that, maybe New Orleans, either a Saints or a Pelicans game.
I'm guessing New Orleans and Denver are just the cities you want to see.
Yeah, the cities more so than the stadiums. I don't really know if there's like a stadium that I've said, wow, that's a really cool looking stadium. I want to check it out, but who knows? I want to go to a Sharks game while I'm out there.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I mean, the stadium is named after the company I work for. Obviously. So, yeah. So I'm hoping. But who knows? I honestly would have loved to go to a Giants game. I feel like that would have been a cool stadium to see.
San Francisco Giants, right?
Right. Yeah.
Because I'll say MetLife, where the Giants, New York Giants play, sucks ass.
Does it?
It's brand new. They put a bunch of money into it, and all it is seats. They could have done so much better with that stadium, and they didn't.
What did you think of the San Francisco Giants stadium?
It was good. It was top 15 for me, I think. Definitely not top 10. It was good. It was nice.
It looks cool on TV, like that wall that leads into the bay and all that stuff.
It was really nice. But not top 10 for me.
Okay.
So. But Do that. Maybe hit up a Warriors game in their new arena.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Looks like that'll be a nice arena.
Yep. So, this year I'm going to hit Jacksonville Jaguars Stadium. And in January, I'm going to hit the Orlando Magic Stadium. And then in April, I'm going to hit the Buffalo Sabres Stadium.
I've been there.
You have.
Derek. Every time I think about that trip at Crack Up, he sent a picture of him drinking out of his giant buffalo mug. Just that every time I think about that trip, I just chuckle. It was just so random and funny.
It was really random.
And it was, dude, honestly, maybe the coldest I've ever been in my entire life. It was no warmer. I think the high was literally 0 degrees on the Saturday we were there. And it was blistery and windy and just so, so cold.
Why'd you pick Buffalo of all places, too?
Because it was within a reasonable driving distance from State College and had stuff going on the weekend we were going.
Interesting.
We shared like a double bed. There was no room. We went out to dinner on Valentine's Day. It was Valentine's Day weekend, which makes it even funnier. I mean, we went out to dinner and like it was like an all-female wait staff, and they just thought we were just like dating each other and were like giggling at us, and oh, it was the funniest thing.
That was senior year, right?
Uh-huh. It was like the weekend before. Yeah. Oh boy. I just laugh every time I think about it. Good times though.
Yeah, the Flyers play their the last game of the season, and it's on Saturday, so I figured why the hell not.
There you go. There you go. It was actually a decent stadium. I didn't mind it.
Yeah. And then next Grant,
you saw it. No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say next fall, like a year from now, when I am like officially settled into Chicago, you should come at least try to come like spend a weekend and do the United Center.
I'm going to have zero money, dude.
What about in the spring?
Depends on if I land a job or not.
I mean, all you have to do is worry about getting here. I mean, I know people with tickets. I might be able to work something out. Like, people have season tickets. And then you can obviously stay with me for free. So
yeah, I understand that. I appreciate that. But you also got to figure out, I would have to buy a flight. And my...
You can drop.
No way. Not on a weekend, dude. I would have to take off on a Friday.
Yeah, well, yeah. Oh, I guess it is a lot further of a drive than I was thinking. Yeah, that's fair.
I would have to fly there, and then on top of that, my booze bill out there would be astronomical.
Yeah, you're probably right. All right, well, as soon as you can. The United Center, honestly, is so cool.
No, I want to go there. That's one of the I don't know what – I think I want to do a Blackhawks game, but
– Oh, yeah. If I'm going with you, we're going to a Blackhawks game. 10 times. Like I would go to a Blackhawks game over a Bulls game any day of the week.
But in 2 years, two falls from now, we're going to Chicago again.
Bengals, Bears, yeah.
Hopefully, if it works out, I'll have a job by then.
I'm sure you will.
On top of that, hopefully – the Blackhawks play that weekend, or worst case scenario, the Bulls play that weekend.
We have no clue what day is going to be on, right? So it could be in September before the NHL or NBA even start. Okay.
And honestly, I mean, it would get tricky because of football too.
Yeah, you're right. All right, fingers crossed that the Eagles play the Bears on a weekend where I mean, granted. Oh, do you mean like you coaching football?
That's what I'm worried about. Okay. Well, if it's in November, that'd be great, because that would most likely not include any school I'm teaching or coaching at, because the playoffs would be over.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm all in on Chicago 2021. Is it 2022? No, it's 2022. So 3 years from now.
3 years from now. Oh, damn.
Which I better have a job by then.
I'm sure you will.
See what happens, man.
All you can do.
ADP is pushing me to go through a leadership conference or leadership program in the spring.
And what would that do?
Give me the chance to get promoted.
Yeah. Where is it?
Well, I have to give it a presentation, which I'll pass with flying colors. But then this year, the conferences were either in New Jersey or Atlanta, and the kids got to choose where they wanted to go. I would obviously choose Atlanta. But yeah.
Cool.
See what happens. But yeah, 2022.
All right, I'll make sure my calendar's free for a random weekend in the fall.
Watch you have, like, a wedding that day or something like that, or that weekend.
How old are we going to be? Fall 22, I will have just turned 29. All right, because I'll be 27 and 20, 28, 21. Yeah, I'll have just turned 29.
Yeah, I'll be 28.
Damn, dude. That makes me feel old.
I was just having this conversation earlier today. I hate that. I hate that whenever people say old, or when someone's younger, everyone says, oh, you're such a baby. Like, shut up. Like, you've all been here before.
Yeah. Yeah.
29.
I know it's 3 years away still, but it just, oh, man. That's basically 30.
Well, we have.
And then you're not in your 20s anymore.
We have our shit together then? Well, I have my shit together then.
Yeah.
All right.
I believe in you.
Thanks, man.
I got you.
Shit. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Can't do anything about it. So,
wait, what? So this weekend, wait, where are you staying? Your cousin got a, which cousin? Matt,
the older one.
Have I met him?
Yeah, he's the one that I would smoke cigars with and stuff. You definitely met him.
He's not ringing a bell, but anyway, so, like, did he go to Penn State? How much older is he than we are?
Graduated in 04.
Oh, shit. Okay. So he's a lot older.
So, he got a house right by the golf course, and then me, Will, and Amanda are staying there Saturday night and Sunday.
That's pretty nice.
It was $100 a night.
So just $100. That's not that bad, considering what, like, a hotel or something else would have cost.
Yeah. So. And it's right there, so I'm hope we. I don't know. We might go to the bars afterwards, or we might just chill.
Oh, dude, there's no way the bars are gonna A, be packed, and B, you're not even gonna get downtown until like the earliest,
Yeah. So we might just go home and drink some beer, and then wake up, and then I'm gonna take Logan out for lunch, and then maybe do some like shopping, but that's about it.
Yeah. Not bad. Man, dude, I don't know if the things I do for, because I'm thinking too, like, if I were driving just to Penn State this weekend, it's like the perfect type of fall weather. Like the leaves have been so perfect. And I'm I know, I love that. And it literally would have been perfect. But
it wasn't meant to be.
Hey, shit happens for a reason.
Yep.
Oh, but I am jealous of you guys just being able to spend. It's supposed to be a, like, I looked, the weather is going to be like high 50s, low 60s, sunny. Like, you can't ask for a better day, dude. Honestly.
Yeah, you can't. And I'm excited for the tailgates. And my mom, this would give me my mom's first whiteout game.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
And do they have tickets?
Well, my mom does. She's taking my extra one.
Oh, she. Oh, well, that's nice. Okay, there you go. Is she going to be sitting on your left?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm always seat 18.
So you're not always on. Okay, well, you're always on the right when you're when if we're not at Beaver Stadium, but otherwise you're always seat 18. Okay.
No, well, for any other stadium, it depends on who I'm with and what number seat I am or what number seat tickets we have.
What do you mean?
So say we go to a Philly game, random Philly game, and it's seat six and seven. I'm always seat number six, no matter what situation it is. If it's we're going to a family and we have 5, 6, 7, 8, I'm always six.
Okay, what if me? Let's just say Penn State plays the Big Ten championship game again. Me and you go. We get seats 6 and 7, meaning 7's on the right. What, which means if you take 6, I'd be on the right, which would screw that up. So what are you doing?
That you're well, you're all, always on the left of me.
So you would take. So you would take me being on the left over you having to have number 6.
Yes.
Okay. Just making
you're
sure
you are always on my left.
That's right.
I think even during like our student section days, you always seem to end up on my left.
No, I don't remember that.
No, but like. So,
you know, but when we go to basketball games together, I do distinctly remember being on the left a lot. I don't know why.
The first game ever, you were on the right. I distinctly remember that.
Was I? For some reason, I was feeling like I was on the left, but maybe I'm all wrong.
I
distinctly
remember the first game that we ever went to, you were on my right.
Okay. Well, then I'm misremembering.
I remember looking over at you for the famous Nebraska game. When I first met Amanda, when Amanda let out that Will's a little bitch, you were on my left for that game. I distinctly remember that.
Wait, was that a football game?
Yeah.
We played Nebraska. I have no, it had to have been sophomore year. I have no recollection of this.
Yeah.
Did we win?
Yeah.
Cool. Don't remember, but I believe you.
There's pictures on Facebook that we're in, and you always seem to be on my left. Anyway.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah. If I go to a game or go to whatever with my family and my friends, it depends on the seat number that we have.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter. Seat number. Yeah. So it's very important.
Clearly, very.
But, or say there's two numbers that I don't really care about. But, like, say, for example, my mom, she has a very distinct connection to 29. And we have seat 29 and 30 or 29. She will say to me, hey, I'm 29. And then we go from there.
Yeah, that's fair. Huh.
So, I don't know. Superstitious, man.
No, you superstitious? No.
Hot dogs, hamburgers, and I think I might pick up Italian sausages for this weekend.
Casey Yards Pale Ale. Some Yingling. Miller Lights. Are you going to shotgun a natty?
I didn't last game, no.
Okay. Well, this is like a different one since you're staying overnight. You don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah, yeah. But,
What's your mom doing Saturday night?
Well, she's flying from – she's in Louisiana right now. So Saturday, flying into Philadelphia at like 12:30, and then driving up to State College.
Yeah. Dang. It's a long day. Long
day. But so she'll be off there. But yeah, I'll get yards. My sister requested White Claws. What else?
Classic.
Miller Lights, of course. I'll try to get Yingling. Just because I want to get rid of Yingling because I never drink it.
Yeah.
So I want to try to get rid of that, and then just get after it. And then my cousin's bringing some like really expensive, nice beers up, and some like liquor. I think whiskey, but like, yeah, it's gonna be a shit show.
Dude, I'm so jealous of you. That sounds like a perfect day. A beautiful fall day, sitting in a tailgate at Beaver Stadium before the whiteout, drinking beers, eating burgers. Oh, sounds like heaven, dude.
Dude, it is going to be heaven. You know it's going to be heaven also? Watching the college girls walk around in those skimpy little clothing, even though it's going to be only going to be like 30 to 40 degrees in the morning. For some reason, the two biggest slut games there is always the first game and always the whiteout game. It's unreal.
Well, the first game makes sense for a couple. I mean, first of all, it's warm enough to, like, you know, do that. And the second reason is, like, people actually, like, you got to look good. It's the first game.
And then whiteout game, everyone's just a shit show, too.
Oh, man.
I'll be tailgating for 10 hours, dude.
I know, and I'm jealous. Very jealous.
Will and Amanda are buying vegetarian hot dogs.
Yeah, makes sense. Although, I don't know if a vegetarian hot dog sounds good. I would have gone with like a black bean burger or something like
that. That's what they did the last couple of years. So I'm interested to see how those look. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Although, Will recommended some vegetarian meatballs to me, and I had them yesterday. And no joke, they taste like meat. It's weird. Really good.
Interesting.
Yeah, so who knows? Maybe a vegetarian hot dog tastes equally as good.
I, for one, will not be testing them.
Yeah, I figured you wouldn't be, but...
And I'll get some, like, chips, some, like, donuts or something.
Orange juice?
I don't know about orange juice.
You always get
orange
juice.
I do always get orange juice, and then, I don't know, maybe I'll get, like, a small individual one for myself.
There you go. Have Logan buy you one from the store, like one of those creamery orange juices.
Ah, we'll see what happens. I'm going shopping Friday night after the Whitehall game. I'm going to go for shopping, and then I'm going to sleep because I wake up at 4 o'clock the next morning.
Yeah. Sounds like pretty shitty, but then worth it.
Oh, it's absolutely going to be worth it. Logan's going to game day for like an hour or so, and then she's coming up at like as soon as it's over, but I'm just tailgating all day.
Yeah, no, I don't blame her. I mean, if you've never seen it, you got to see it.
I'm not blaming her at all. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
Will Watson is soft.
On national TV.
How great was that?
Pretty great.
All right, my sign during Big Ten Championship game was like a national thing as well. That was all over Twitter.
Yeah. What did it say? The NCAA didn't want us here, but we are. Yeah. Pretty good sign.
That was great. Oh.
Forgetting that was the first time we went to game day. That was a good day too. It was a great day.
It was decently cold, not too cold, but still cold in the morning when we were there. But it got hot.
Yeah, it warmed up, no doubt. And then that game, never forget
that. But here's something I'll never forget either. We're at the. You remember that last bar we went to? Not the last bar. The we had dinner there. Remember, it was packed, and we got a table.
I think so. Yeah, is that the one where my dancer came?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember, when we were waiting to get a table. We were getting drinks.
Yeah,
I remember going up to the bar or going up to be like, and I said to your dad, "Hey, what do you want?" And your dad goes, "Oh no, no, I'm getting this." And you go to him and go, "All right, Connor gets first round. You're not going to win this argument. Just tell him what you want." I would never forget that moment because, like, damn, like now his parents are going to know.
And they do know.
They do know now. They don't even ask any questions anymore. This past year, when our reunion weekend, they knew. They know the rules now.
Exactly, they know the rules. Yep.
That was great. And then we had those natty lights in your mom's purse the whole day.
Yep. Oh, good stuff.
I saw a lot of people I knew that day too.
You remember? Didn't we see, like, when after we left the game, we were walking back to the hotel? Didn't we run into, like, Brandon Bell? Do you remember that?
No.
I think we did, and I think you said, like, "Hey, man, good game." And I was like, "Who the hell was that?"
Oh, shit, that's right. You're like, yeah.
Clearly violating team rules out, like, on his own at 1 a.m. after he won the Big Ten championship.
Yeah, I remember that now.
Yeah.
Wasn't it right outside the hotel room? Like, the hotel building?
Yeah, that the team was staying in. Yeah,
I said so nonchalantly too.
Yeah, you were just like, "Hey man, good game," and he was like, "Oh, thanks, dude," and then he just kept walking, and that was it.
Wow, what a day!
What a day!
The next day, I froze my ass in Cincinnati and saw the Eagles lay a goose egg against the Bengals.
Yep. And I drove back to Midland.
I had a miserable car ride back to Whitehall.
Oh, I'm sure you did. That would have sucked. Remember, I had no voice. I couldn't even speak. Like, I literally could not make noise with my mouth.
I literally had to get out of my car and walk around because I was so antsy in the car. That was the first time I got agitated during a long car ride.
Yeah.
Hmm. Whatever.
Whatever.
All right, dude.
Time to wrap up. All right, well, yeah, like I said, we'll see what happens. I don't know, because, like, 5 o'clock my time when I get out of work presumably is 8 o'clock your time. And I have no clue what my days look like, so we're just going to have to see what these next weeks look like.
Yeah, just let me know. And well, I have softball Wednesdays too, so that's another thing.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's still going on. Like, how much longer do you have?
Well, this is a new season.
But it's getting to, like, the fall, like, cold.
Yeah,
fall.
I know. It's fantastic.
Well, for you.
All that, but, like, worst case scenario, I don't mind staying up late. You know me and staying up late. So if you want to do it later, that's totally fine with me.
Yeah, I just got to see. I don't think this first week at least will work. But after that, when I get, like, a routine going on, we'll see. But I'll obviously let you know. But
hey, we'll figure it out. I was about to say, we'll figure it out, dude. No worries.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, hey, have a good one. Good luck in this weekend moving out there.
Thanks, dude. Yeah. What? Cut out.
Huh?
What? You say something?
Yeah, I said good luck this weekend. Good luck moving out there. And hopefully you have some hot girls out there.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah. Dude. No joke, like, send me snaps or whatever this weekend because I'm going to try and live through you. Here, wait, you cut out again. What was that?
We can up Saturday.
My time, 6.
Where will you be at around 7 o'clock or 7:30 your time?
'Driving to the airport with my parents.
I'm probably going to FaceTime you.
All right. Do it. I would love it. Do it. All right. I'm having a real hard time hearing you.
You're coming in and out.
Well, we'll be in touch.
For sure, man. Good luck. I'll talk to you later.
All right, dude. Talk to you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.